This program is part of the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network. For more shows like this, visit our website at cosmicpotato.com.
Captain Game Show.
Welcome to Captain Game Show, where, unlike my home or my workplace, people actually listen to what I say.
Only because there are points involved.
I'm your host, John Irons. Yeah, I know. Our guests for this episode include the following. Mr. Christopher D. Philippus.
Hey, you.
Madam Virginia Pickle.
Hello.
Shoshan of the Ray.
What's up?
Oh my god.
We're doing three rounds of gameplay, one round of improv on the show tonight. Players will either be assigned questions or have to buzz in first by saying their names. I will explain how each game is played before the players play, and if someone gets an answer wrong, I may or I may not give someone else a chance to earn that point. And just like that, we go from the part before the show to the part of the show that is actually the show.
Round one.
I call this game, That's What She Said.
Fight.
Oh, Lord.
This is one of those games that needs nearly no explanation. I'll give you a famous line from a female character. You identify the person who said it. As I was going over these, I found myself reading them in the voices of the characters, thereby providing an accidental extra hint as to their identity. In order to counter this, I will read all of the quotes in the same manly action movie trailer voice. For example, if I were to say, "There's no place like home," you would say, "Dorothy Gale from Wizard of Oz." Most of these, you should be able to identify the character. But there's one or two where I'll be kind of lenient because I recognize that that character, like the actual name of the characters, is be kind of tough to get. But if you can identify, you know, who the person is to my satisfaction, you'll get the point, even if you don't know their actual name. And we're going to make this a buzz-in round. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Yep. Sure.
Books and cleverness. There are more important things, friendship and bravery.
Virginia. Professor McGonagall from Harry Potter.
Very close, but incorrect.
God dang it.
Chris.
Sorry, Allie.
Chris.
Hermione Granger from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, from the very little I remember of those movies, that seems like the exact opposite of what she would say.
She was feeling, I think this was the first one, and she was feeling kind of bad about herself. And so, books and cleverness, yeah, but there's more important things. All right.
Now that is surprising to me. Go me.
All right. Second question. Just keep swimming.
Sean.
Sean.
That is Dory from Finding Nemo and from Finding Dory.
Yeah.
That sounded so scary.
Finding Nemo meets Saw. Keep swimming. All right.
Don't say that too loud. They'll make that movie.
Number three. And I guess that was your accomplice in the wood chipper.
Sean. The character. Oh, God, the character. Can I tell you the movie?
Yeah.
I think it's Fargo.
Okay. And
who... I want to say that it is the lady cop, but I can't remember her name.
That's the acceptable answer. Okay. That is one of the ones I figured would go this way. And I will offer a bonus if anyone can actually name the character.
I have no idea.
Can I name the actress?
Nope. Marge Gunderson.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Would have been here all night.
You can name her. It won't get you a point, but you can name her.
Frances McDormand.
Correct. She's delightful.
I do enjoy her in just about everything I see her.
Yeah. All right. After all, tomorrow is another day.
Virginia. Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
I had to read that book as a sophomore in high school.
Ooh, God, that's a big book.
I don't think I've ever read the book.
Someone tried to get me to read the book in high school. It wasn't required, and I got about 10 pages in, and she was still getting dressed. So I was like, nah.
Yeah, that's about right. All right. In every job that must be done,
Virginia,
there is an element of fun. Virginia.
Mary Poppins. From Mary Poppins.
That was impressive that you got it from the... Yeah. All right. Great. Another broken white boy for us to fix.
Wait, say that again.
Great. Another broken white boy for us to fix.
I don't know. I thought you said whiteboard at the beginning. First, I was like, whiteboard? But I don't know it either.
No? Seriously? All right, I'll try it with the accent. Great. Another broken white boy for us to fix. Now, here's what's ironic,
I'm blanking.
Chris.
Uh-oh.
The last time, well, not the last time, but on a previous show, I gave a clue that you didn't know, and you were like, well, it's not Black Panther, so I guess it must be a Disney movie. This is actually Black Panther. Well,
it was like, say, it sounded almost Jamaican, so I'm thinking Cool Runnings, but...
No.
You know, so it shows you, I wasn't going anywhere near that.
I'm just bad at accents. That was Shuri from Black Panther.
Okay, yeah.
All right. This one will either be very tough or very simple. If you see our son, bring him home.
Virginia. General Leia from The Force Awakens.
Yeah. Nice. Curiouser. And curiouser.
Chris.
God.
Sherlock Holmes.
No. Not the least of which, because that's a dude.
It's got to be a lady?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
That's what she said.
Virginia. I will guess... Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah. I thought that was an easy one.
Yeah, I'm blank. I mean, I know... God, I know it, but I don't know it. I can't grasp it.
Well, this one's difficult, so good luck. I want to dance. And I want to win. I want that trophy.
Sean.
So dance good. Sean.
That's Uma Thurman's character from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. That is acceptable. Bonus for her actual name.
Marcellus Wallace's wife.
Yeah, I thought you might say that. I'll give you a half point for that, actually. Because you got the last name. Her name was Mia Wallace.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right. Get away from her, you bitch.
Oh, Virginia. Chris.
Chris.
Ripley.
Yeah. Last question of the round. A girl has no name.
Sean.
Chris.
Sean.
Little Stark girl from from Game of Thrones.
Chris.
Chris.
Arya Stark. All
right. Okay. Fine. You pulled it out. Yeah. Little Stark girl. It's the Dickens version.
Yeah.
All right. That's the last one of the round, which means that round is over. Which means
round two.
This game, easy as ABCs.
Fight.
I will name a simple and well-known acronym or set of initials that contains either the letter A or the letter B or the letter C or the letters A and B or the letters A and C or the letters A, B, and C.
Jeez.
And I will ask you to identify said letter. Let's do another buzz in. Both B's in BYOB.
Chris. Sean.
Chris.
Bring booze.
Yeah,
Sean. Acceptable. Oh, go ahead. All right. I was going to say bottle. Bring in bottle.
I'll take
But Chris
that.
Had it first, so yeah.
He did. Virginia, do you have an alternate answer?
Bring your own beer.
Yeah.
Points!
Can I just go on record as saying I've never heard either of those variations?
I've never heard either.
Bring your own bottle. No. It may be regional.
I was going to say, don't pull that regional variation crap.
It is absolutely regional. Fortunately, I've lived in enough places I've heard all of those. Yet, ironically, I don't drink. The A in NBA.
Virginia.
Chris.
Virginia.
Association.
Yeah. The B.
Basketball. Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. The B in BO.
Sean.
Chris.
Body.
Yeah. The A in PSA.
Sean.
Chris.
Sean.
Announcement.
Yeah. The C in GNC.
Chris.
Chris.
Corporation.
Incorrect.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Company.
No.
Dang it.
If I say GNC, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's the stuff that bodybuilders take.
Yeah. It's the store.
Yeah, I don't know what it stands for.
General Nutrition Center.
Oh.
I was thinking like a car maker or something.
That's GMC.
Well, now I know.
The B in TBH.
Virginia.
Virginia.
B.
The B in BTU.
Chris.
Chris.
British.
Yeah. The A in JLA.
Chris.
Chris.
America.
You bet it is.
America.
America. Both A's in AA.
Sean.
Virginia. Chris.
Sean.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yes. The B and the C in HBCU.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Black College.
Yeah. The B. See, I don't know if I've only ever read this, so I don't know if you actually say IBU or it's IBEW.
IBW.
IBEW.
Chris.
Oh.
Chris.
Chris.
Brotherhood.
Yeah. Is it just the letters, or do you say IBU?
No, I think you say IBEW. It's IBEW. International Brotherhood of Electric Workers or something like that?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Let's see, what have I not done? All three A's in AAA.
Virginia.
Chris.
Virginia.
Automobile Association of America.
Not correct.
Ah, shoot.
So close to correct that it pains me.
Shane is
correct.
Going to kill me. He used to work Chris. For AAA.
Chris.
American Automobile Association.
I'm afraid so.
Sorry, Virginia.
Well done, sir.
It's a rearrangement of words.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to extrapolate from what you might have gotten wrong, and that's what I came up with.
Yeah. In most cases, that would have been fine, but given the nature of this game, you kind of get it. Had to get it. The C in SCOTUS.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Court.
Yeah. And I believe this is the last... Not quite the last question of the round. I haven't decided what to do with the last question of the round yet. But for now, the A in DA.
Chris. Attorney.
Yeah. You know what? Give me the A, the B, and the C in SCUBA.
Sean.
Chris.
Sean.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Nice.
Wow.
Well done, sir. I'll get 2 points for that. That was good.
I knew I just had to say the whole thing because I knew if I just tried to do the ABC, I'd get it wrong.
It would have been real devious if John made you say the A, the B, and then the C in those orders.
Yeah.
I considered it, but I'm not a monster. Today. All right. That rounds out round two. That means we've met the mean of the podcast, so we're stuck in the middle with Haiku Kung Fu.
Test your might.
Nothing to write. I am packing up to move. I don't have anything to write with.
You don't have anything to write with?
Nah, I'm going to pull up the notepad on my phone. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, you got a half point in the bank, so you can suck a little. As you all know, but for those of you who may not, haiku, Japanese style of poetry, consisting of 5 syllables, then 7 syllables, then 5 syllables. I would like you to compose a brand new haiku on the topic of women. 5, 7, 5, 13 syllables total. You can make it funny. You can make it witty. You can make it poignant. Any way you want to swing it. I'm going to give you about a minute head start before I go into round three. And in the meantime, while you're doing that, I will regale the audience with quotes by famous women. I am not afraid of storms, for I am learning how to sail my ship. Louise May Alcott. Success isn't about how much money you make. It's about the difference you make in people's lives. Michelle Obama. So initially, my that's what she said round was going to be like famous quotes and you had to identify the speaker. But a lot of them are like this. It's very tough to figure out who said it just because it's wise. It's not necessarily specific.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good one. Remember, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor Roosevelt. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. Mother Teresa. So just make your haiku as good as any of those and we'll be fine. Wow. All right. Your intermission, improv intermission, has come to a close, which means...
Final round.
Time for round three. I call this game... Papa Flicks.
Fight!
Dear pod people, as I'm sure you know, there's not a whole lot to do in Smurf Village. There's no internet. There's no sports. They've got that one book, but it's full of magic spells and it's off limits. Papa Smurf realized that his Smurfs needed more recreational activities, and so he created Papa Flicks, a magical streaming service. A magical streaming service that brings modern films to their quaint little village. Papa Smurf also built in a filter for these movies, which replaces part of the title and dialogue with the all-purpose noun verb, Smurf.
Oh my goodness.
In this game, I will give you a movie quote from a film that is currently streaming on Papa Flicks. You identify it. For example, if I say, "The Smurf, you can't handle the Smurf." You would say
a few good Smurfs.
A few good Smurfs. Correct. As far as the movie title goes, there is a placement of the word Smurf that I consider correct. That'll be worth 2 points. If you get the right movie, but you put Smurf in what I consider to be the wrong place, you'll get 1 point. These will be assigned. Let's start with Sean.
Okay.
Just when I thought I was Smurfed, they Smurfed me back in.
the Smurf father.
Correct.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
Would the Smurf Papa have been acceptable?
No. It either would have been unacceptable or I would have given you a bonus point for it. Depending on how the neurons fired in that moment. All right, Chris. My God, it's full of Smurfs.
2001, A Smurf Odyssey.
Correct.
Smurf 1001.
That would have been know. Wrong.
Yeah. Is that a proper noun? I don't know.
That would have been incorrect. That would have been a 1 point. Chris got 2 points. All right. Virginia.
Yes.
Cats and Smurfs living together. Mass hysteria.
Smurfbusters?
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
Please, Virginia, tell me that's not going to be on Wait, Wait, You Haven't Seen.
Oh man, that would be amazing.
That's not the title of the show, but I like
Isn't
that title.
Wait, you haven't seen.
Wait, you've never seen.
I think
it's you've wait, never, you've seen. Never seen. You said wait, you haven't seen. Like wait,
exactly.
Like,
I think wait, I conflated it with wait from MTV.
I do that all the time. I do that all the time. Sean.
Yep.
The Royal Smurf is clean, Your Highness.
Oh, that's Smurfing to America.
Yes. Chris. Smurfberries? Who ever heard of a Smurfberry?
Wow. I'd ask you to repeat it, but it's ridiculous.
It won't make any more sense.
Yeah, exactly. Smurfberry? Who ever heard of a Smurfberry?
Smurfberries? Who ever heard of a Smurfberry?
Sean for the steel.
The Lion King.
No.
The Lion Smurf.
Sean.
I know the movie, but I'm not sure where to put Smurf. Is it Willy Wonka and the Smurf Factory?
I'll give you 1 point for that.
Okay.
Smurfy Wonka is correct.
Oh, okay.
All right. Virginia.
Yes.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a spurf.
I can't decide if I like Smurf with the Wind or Gone with the Smurf better.
I can understand, but you'll need to pick one.
I pick Smurf with the Wind.
Wrong.
God dang it!
That's twice that Virginia has had Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Childress.
Sean.
Yep.
I'm smurfing here. I'm smurfing here.
Oh, that's Urban Smurf? No, wait a minute. I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
Yes, you are. I think I'm going to count that as wrong.
Okay.
Sorry. Anybody else?
Chris. Midnight Smurf Boy.
1 point.
What? Yeah. See, I got my Midnight Cowboy and my Urban Cowboy mixed up.
Midnight Cow Smurf is correct.
Oh.
Cow Smurf.
I'll take the point. I mean, that's sure. Sort of arbitrary, but okay.
Chris, this one's yours.
All right.
Say hello to my little Smurf.
Smurf face.
Yeah, Smurf face.
Smurf face.
Scar Smurf would be a scary movie.
Virginia.
Yes.
Again, I know it seems like I'm directing these towards certain people, but it just works out this way. There's no smurfing in baseball.
A smurf of their own.
Correct. Sean.
Uh-huh.
King Kong ain't got smurf on me.
I'm blanking. I don't.
Chris.
Chris.
Smurfing Day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, Chris, this is yours.
Okay.
And this is, I'm actually coming in on the middle of the quote here because it's a dialogue between two characters.
Okay.
Well, more wealth than you can smurf. I don't know. I can smurf quite a bit.
Would that happen to be Smurf Wars?
Yes. Smurf Wars, a new smurf.
To me, that's Smurf crap. It's Smurf Wars.
Virginia, final question.
Yes.
You'll smurf your eye out, kid.
A Smurfmas story.
Oh, come on, no. It's a Christmas Smurf.
A Christmas story.
All right. Nicely done, everyone. That's it for questions. Are your haikus prepared?
I'm ready.
Yes. Yeah, mine is. It's not great, but...
All right. Sean, you want to cash in your half a point and make it suck less?
Yeah. Might as well.
Go for it.
I love my lady. And so I made her my wife, and that is the end.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a good thing you cashed that in. Sherry's awesome. All right, Chris.
Little for Alcott, also a Def Leppard song. That's one busy rib.
That's deep. I like it.
I try.
Virginia.
Mae Jemison was an astronaut and also on Star Trek Next Gen. Her birthday was today, and I happened to watch that episode. It was the first thing that came to mind.
Got it. Well, you know what? The behind the scenes of why you did what you did actually, it was nice. Nice addition. All right. Virginia.
Yes.
17. Sean.
Yep.
17.
Ooh.
Chris, 21.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
You had a slight lead, but the haiku put you over the top, I think.
Oh, I was going to ask, was it the haiku?
I mean, I guess it was. I mean, you know how randomly I assign points in this game, so I just look at the total.
This is the second time it's really worked in my favor, yeah. So thank you.
All right. That concludes this game. Chris, if you would like to pitch, plug, or promote something that you are interested in doing, your favorite food perhaps, a restaurant you enjoy, hit me.
I really, really dislike Crapplebee's, but if you're ever in Sayville on Long Island, you should go to Crickets.
Anything else?
Oh, Quantum Leap Podcast. A host, quantumleappodcast.com. Also, theflipside.com, where one of my most recent episodes is Sci-Fi Coup, and it was inspired by my good friend John Irons.
Nice. Virginia.
You can find my Star Trek for Beginners blog at tcasuallygo.com and the podcast I host with my boyfriend here on Cosmic Potato Network, Wait You've Never Seen, where we watch movies we've never seen before.
Yeah. He's her boyfriend, like, all the time, not just all the time. Yeah. In case that wasn't clear.
True.
I presume. I never asked.
I'll check with them and get back to you.
Sean.
The one thing that I do want to promote is that if you have ever heard of the Simply Syndicated Discovery After Show, when season 2 starts, and now with the short treks, that show is moving to Cosmic Potato. So if you're subscribed to that show, you need to resubscribe. If you're not subscribed to that show, then you need to subscribe anyway. So we break down every episode of Star Trek Discovery. So come on over, check that out. It's called Discovery After Show, and it's on CosmicPotato.com.
All right. Thank you guys for playing. As for me, you can find me presumably wherever you found me this time. I don't really, you know, have much to add to that. Just give me a... It seems like the problem has presented its own solution already. You can find me on iTunes. Please give the show a rating, a good one. You can find me on Twitter at Captain Game Show and on Facebook, Captain Game Show. And you can find me here next week because I can't help myself.
After credit bonus scene.
And so instead of editing my podcast, I'm here, you know, dicking around with you guys. Yay!
Same. I'm in the exact same situation.
Well, yeah, but you at least you put yours out like what? I swear to God, a new Captain Game Show comes up in my feed, I don't know, once every 2 days.
And once a week.
It just seems that way because it burrows its way into your psyche.
After credit bonus scene.
You can find me on iTunes. Please give the show a rating, a good one. Or, you know, or not. It's fine. It's America. America!
America!
After credit bonus scene.
And just like that, we go from the part before the show to the part of the show that is actually the show.
Are you very sure about that?
Eh. What I meant to say was...
Round one, fight!
Yeah. I get a feeling the whole show's gonna be like this.